Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling in about?
JohnnyBuys@yahoo.com.
And may I please have your zip code?
34689.
I do. Thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Johnny Kaysen.
May I ask, what is this call in reference to?
I'm seeing an extra charge on my account for $57, $56.95.
Okay, you said your first name is Johnny and your last name is Kaysen?
Yeah, my first name is J-O-H-N-N-I-E, last name Kaysen, C-A-S-O-N.
And you said your zip code is 34689?
No, and that card is 3, is my PO, 33687, 33687.
Okay. Okay, I do. Thank you for that, Mr. Kaysen. And I did locate an account for security.
I see the first charge for $7.95. When I seen that, that was for a purchase, right? For a foot massage?
Yes, sir. Can you verify that P.O. box to make sure that I have the correct address?
P.O. box 291795.
I do. Tampa, thank you, Florida. For that. Yes, sir. Okay, and I did locate an account for the foot massager. What happened is that when that was initially ordered, you do have 3 days to cancel out the account. If you don't cancel out the account within those 3 days, then you're going to be enrolled into a monthly subscription to where you receive a $125 e-gift card.
No, I didn't want that. I did it because they said the foot massage was $7.95.
Yes. Hello? Sir, that was your free gift.
But then they charged me $56.95 2 days later.
Because you're being billed for the $125 e-gift card.
Well, how do you reverse that? Because I didn't want the gift card.
Well, the charge, it is valid. So, what we can do is we can process a courtesy 35% refund.
What you mean 35% of the $56?
Yes, sir.
Do I still get the foot massage or no?
Yes, that's still coming to you because that's your free gift.
I didn't see that charge. They give you 3 days. So they charged me for three. They give you 3 days before they charge.
Well, you're not being charged for the foot massager. You're being billed because you're provided with a $125 e-gift card.
But I didn't sign up for no gift card. It ain't saying anything about me signing up for a gift card. That must have been in small print or something. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, I do. But this is the stipulations of that.
Who do I talk to about getting that refunded? Because when I paid for that foot massage $7.95, it had nothing in there. I've read everything. It had nothing in there saying anything about being billed $56.95 within 3 days for a $120 gift card.
Yes, sir. Well, even if I transfer you over to a supervisor, this is the stipulations of that. But I do show that we do have a discount running for 50%. I can definitely provide you with a 50% refund back on that charge.
You gotta, if somebody has to work with you, because You gotta understand, it wasn't nothing in there saying anything about me purchasing a $120 gift card for $56.95. I seen the foot massager, they said $7.95. He said it'd be sent out. Nothing was in writing saying that you're gonna be charged $56.95 for a $120 gift card. If that was the case, I would have never got the foot massage. You understand? You get where I'm coming from?
Yes, sir. Well, I can get you transferred over to a supervisor.
Okay.
And you can speak with them in reference.
All right, could you transfer me over?
Yes, sir. I'm just making sure that I provide them with your information.
And also, can you cancel this off of there?
Yes, sir. I am getting your account canceled out as well. And you'll receive an email confirming the cancellation as well.
Okay.